Hello, I am Lou Holtz here for ESPN, and I can't believe they are still paying my crazy lunatic ass to spew my fanboy bullshit all over the station, and I'm here to give you the rundown in the preseason top 25 and give you my personal top 5 list. Coming in at number 1 is Florida. This is an obvious choice that even an idiot like me can agree with, right? Wrong. Notre Dame takes the spot in my top 5 list, but more on that later. Coming in at number 2 is Texas. They are ranked 2, because the voters can't believe they fell for Bob Stoops' bullshit and put them in the Big 12 championship over Texas, so this is a consolation prize. Coming in at number 3 is Oklahoma, because the voters are idiots and forgot that Bob Stoops fails every year. At number 4 is USC, even though they lost their starting quarterback and have some shitty scrubby quarterback coming in. But they were good the past 3 years, so they are good this year, right? At number 5 is Alabama, because they didn't beat anybody last year and lost their games versus their real competition. At number 6 is Ohio State, because too many voters are Ohio State fanboys and alumni and are stupid and vote Ohio State in the top 10 every year no matter what, and even I think it's retarded. Number 7 is Virginia Tech, because they played Alabama in the first week, and they will beat Alabama's Clemson for this season. At number 8 is Penn State, because everybody loves that old faggot Joe Paterno. Number 9 is LSU, even though they sucked shit last year and were an embarrassment and fell from their preseason top 10 ranks all the way to loser town with the rest of the losers. But that won't happen again this year, right? Number 10 is Mississippi, even though they have a better case than more than half the teams in the top 10 to be number 3. Okay, that was the rundown of the top 10, and now a quick run through of 11 through 25. Basically every team 11 through 25 is terrible and a joke and has no chance of going undefeated, and if they do they better be from a BCS conference, because the Mountain West has no chance. Also there are 3 teams from the Mountain West in the top 25, I guess this is because the voters want to get their hopes up again that they'll actually be fairly ranked at the end of the year. Rounding out the bottom is Nebraska and Kansas, because Mark Mangino threatened to eat the voters if his team wasn't top 25, and Nebraska, because they were good about 15 years ago so they deserve it. There are no Big East teams in the top 25, but there will still be one of those shitty-ass embarrassments in a BCS bowl, which is a joke. Also Boise State is in the top 25, because they won that BCS bowl in that Statue of Liberty play and everybody loved it, so they are obviously top 25 material. Now here's my top 5. At number 1 is Notre Dame, number 2 is South Carolina, number 3 is Minnesota, number 4 is Arkansas, number 5 is North Carolina State. This is Lou Holtz and I hope you all enjoy another exciting season, where it ends with Ohio State getting blown out by 90 by a real team that actually deserves to be in the national championship game.